Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. More Commanders talk coming at 5:30. Dave Johnson joins us at 6 o'clock. 6:15, we look ahead to what, really, I guess it's what Dallas should expect from Luka tonight, what Luka should expect from Dallas. Great story today in The Athletic about some of the behind-the-scenes of that trade that, you know, still... the layers are being uncovered and reported on. So we'll talk about all that later in the show. Right now, though, today's top story, if you will, is really the week's top story, which is Alex Ovechkin breaks Wayne Gretzky's record on Sunday. And then we have all the conversations about what it means throughout the rest of the week. To join us to do that, let's bring in one of DC's best sports scribes for today's edition of Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Joining us now, actually from Augusta National, where he'll be covering the Masters this weekend for the Washington Post, is Barry Sferluga. But Barry, we're not going to talk to you about the golf too much. We want to talk to you about something that we topped up on the show yesterday and that you wrote about in a column on the heels of Alex Ovechkin's record-breaking goal this weekend, which is... who is the best slash greatest slash most important DC sports athlete of all time? Your column specifically focused on the fact that Ovechkin has played his entire career in DC and what that means. So before we kind of dive into the options and your answer to the kind of the GOAT question, if you will, why did you want to write about that part of it? What touched you about Ovechkin's, whether you want to call it loyalty or the loyalty shown to him by the Capitals, what about it stuck out to you so much?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a two-way street, Craig. You know, like Ted Leonsis has had to be willing to initially do a 13-year extension for Ovechkin when he was a couple of years away from free agency. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, it obviously strikes me that the Nationals have not done with Bryce Harper, you know, Juan Soto, have not been able to keep a lot of their homegrown stars. And then if you cast it against the hockey players who Ovechkin kind of methodically passed on his way to eventually passing Gretzky. You know, these guys played for multiple teams. Gretzky played for 4. Jaromir Jagr played for 9. Phil Esposito played for 3. And it just got me thinking that, you know, here's a guy who spent all of his 20 years in one town. And not only that, like really, he didn't do this in Toronto or Montreal or even Chicago or Detroit. He did it in a market in a city that had a hockey team for 30 years, but didn't have deep hockey roots. And he really, really changed the sport in the nation's capital. You know, starting in 2008, when they made a real run to the playoffs under Bruce Boudreau, they had 588 straight sellouts in the regular season. And playoffs, he just transformed it in a way that I don't think you see from many athletes. And I think he's kind of in a unique position not only in Washington, but in hockey, just because he meant so much to building a sport in a specific place.
So we did, we talked about this on the show, as I mentioned yesterday, and I actually tacked on, we do a week, or I should say a game day hit with Dave Johnson whenever the Wizards play. And I tacked on that question to the end because Dave has been covering this town, sports in this town for as long as he has. And he said he thanked Ovechkin because he basically saved hockey in DC. Some of the other names that came up, obviously Walter Johnson, Sammy Baugh, Daryl Green, I think was the guy that I ultimately settled on as my answer. But I think the perspective of what Ovi's done for hockey in this town and potentially even saving the team is hard to overstate. But if you think of most important athletes in DC sports history, combining their on and off field, both achievements and impact, How do you rank up those four guys and anyone else who immediately comes to mind?
Yeah, so I think Daryl Green to me is the Redskins / Commander that stands out the most because I think it was 21 seasons. And then you're talking that all in that uniform, all in burgundy and gold. And you're talking about an era in which they were winning championships, in which they were by far the biggest force in town, and he was playing at a level that gets him in discussion with, like, you know, was he the greatest cornerback of all time? So he stands out to me for sure. Walter Johnson, like, can I look at the back of his baseball card and see how important he was and how long he played here? And yes, he also only did it in Washington. Like, that matters, but I don't have like a personal visceral reaction to that. It's so distant that it seems like almost fictional. But it, you know, Hall of Famer, 511 career wins, all for the Senators before the 2019 World Series for the Nationals. The Senators 1924 series title was the last baseball championship in town. So that's definitely a factor. I'll throw a couple of weird ones at you. I think that Ryan Zimmerman deserves a place in the conversation, not because he's a Hall of Fame player, he's not, but because he did some things that helps the Nationals establish a foundation when they needed a foundation to be established. He twice signed extensions here to make sure he finished his, or was going to be here for the bulk of his career. He ended up tacking on a couple of 1-year deals at the end to secure it. But he's the first draft pick in team history. He stayed through the build. He was here for the winning. He finished with the championship. I think that's a weirdly influential one because his career is not as great. And I also think there's, you know, an odd one in Max Scherzer because he came from someplace else to pursue a title here. That is something that hasn't happened for very many people. I choose Scherzer over Jason Worth because his impact is just greater. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He probably will go in as a National. He chose to sign here for 7 years and $210 million. I think he had a big, big impact on that franchise, ultimately a part of the 2019 World Series champs as well.
Barry Svrluga with us here on the Hoffman Show. Barry's column in the Post. You can read it at WashingtonPost.com/sports or obviously in the paper on Alex Ovechkin's 20-year run here in D.C. Culminating is not exactly the right word. Culminating to this point with the 895th career goal on Sunday in New York. Obviously, we're hoping it culminates with at least one more Stanley Cup victory as they're in first place in the Eastern Conference right now. So if you think about Barry, you know, you mentioning a couple of Nats names made me think of this too. Who are some of the big what ifs when we talk about most influential? I think immediately Strauss and Harper for different reasons come to mind on the Nats side of it. To an extent, would you throw John Wall into that conversation? Would you throw, obviously, Robert Griffin III might be the ultimate answer to this question. But if you think of DC sports history's what ifs, names that at some point early on, you're like, oh, that guy's going to be in the conversation that we're actually having about Ovechkin, Daryl Green, et cetera, but then ultimately does not. Who are some of those names for you?
So I think you hit on a bunch of them. I definitely think Harper, because if he had signed and they offered him, you know, quite a bit of money to do so, he could have been a Nat for life. And that would have, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And to do that in one uniform would have been really cool. Strasburg, for the opposite reason, he did sign the extensions here and then immediately broke down. So kind of a star-crossed career there. RG3, I think you're right, is kind of almost the ultimate one, but I'd throw Kirk Cousins in there too, because while by now he's had kind of an itinerant career, you know, maybe he'll end up on his fourth team coming up. If they had not just tagged him and worked out an extension, I mean, we used to pick apart his game week to week, drive to drive. There's no guarantees what would have happened, but who knows? I mean, he was an extremely consistent quarterback who put up some pretty ridiculous statistical numbers. If he had stuck around and they had proper team building around him, I think he falls into that what if category. And then, you know, the Wall Beal combo and Gilbert Arenas, honestly, like, yeah, no handguns. Like, what's the outcome with the Wizards there? I mean, if you talk about a star-crossed franchise, that might be the one in town that qualifies in that category the most. And those three names, Gilbert, Bradley Beal, and John Wall, for different reasons, you know, injuries with Wall mostly, they fall in as big time what ifs. And then I really don't think the Caps can have a what if, because the guys from this era, you know, even Backstrom and Oshie, who are finishing their career, unable to play and fulfill their contracts, like, they were here for the cup. Like, they got it done. So, you know, their what if guys go way, way back to an era that we're not living in anymore.
Yeah. It's funny with Gilbert and Robert specifically, because I look at what happened to them. Part of it is injuries, but part of it is also so self-imposed, as opposed to being circumstantial. With a guy like Strauss, it's his body just failed him. The very things that made him great in some ways are the things that ultimately destroyed him. The torque he just had on that elbow and that arm and everything else that came with that. You know, with Cousins, he just was under the wrong administration. Like, clearly Griffin was far more talented, but with Robert, there's some stuff with the ego and whatever else you want to, personality, however else you want to categorize that, that I don't know if he's somewhere else that it ultimately works out. Where Cousins, you're like, well, yeah, the Kirk's problem was he's competent and like a real human, and he was playing for whatever, you know, category of being Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder were. Does that impact how you think about that at all, of the guys that they were more circumstantial versus the self-imposed tantalizing talent, if you will?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think that, you know, again, if, you know, they, Kirk obviously has his supporters and his detractors, but what we don't know is what he would have been like if he was fully developed in a normal environment. I mean, obviously when he got to Minnesota and had, you know, a ridiculously good wide receiver and put up some insane numbers, we also know that he didn't go deep in the playoffs. He didn't reach an NFC championship game.
Yeah.
I think the what ifs are, what if his whole career was under a normal regime that developed him and developed the roster around him properly? And I think you're right about Griffin. Yeah, the injury was the beginning of the downfall, but he clearly contributed to his own downfall with his, I mean, I think what you would say is almost like insubordination and, you know, insubordination with coaching, but also enabling by ownership, is just like a deathly crossfire there. Like that clearly impacted his career here. So yeah, those fall into that category for me.
Barry Sferlugo with us for another minute or two here on the Hoffman Show. Last thing on this, Barry, and then I do want to quickly get your thoughts going into the weekend down in Augusta, as Barry's joining us from the Masters. We talk about Ovechkin, though, to bring it back to where we started. How do you feel like we've done as a sports town appreciating a guy like this? Like, there are some cities like Boston that have been lucky enough to have multiple guys that come through that are the top five, top 10 players in their sport, at not just position, but like truly the goats of the game. You can't have the discussion without that player, your Larry Birds, et cetera. But for DC, like, Ovechkin's the guy. Wes Unseld's in the Hall of Fame, but nobody is talking about the greatest basketball players of all time and mentioning Wes Unseld unless they're talking about, you know, outlet passers. For Ovechkin, you can't have the conversation without him, to the extent that you have it about anyone that's not Gretzky. So what do you think that's ultimately meant to DC, and how do you think DC has appreciated and reacted to that over this 20-year run?
So I think it's just incredibly important that he did this having won a Stanley Cup championship, because their yeah, but that would have been there and almost would have defined the chase for Gretzky, didn't come up because he won the title the 1 year, and they have had excellent teams that had big letdowns in the playoffs before. And there were times when Alex Ovechkin was taking heat for being part of so many letdowns because he couldn't push through. He couldn't be the leader that led them through. So I think it's all colored in appreciation, not because of what he ended up doing individually, but because they won one title together. And I also think it matters that he's doing it on a really good team that has legitimate aspirations of doing the same thing again. I thought at some point that if he got this record, it was going to be a slog and he was going to have to be dragged to it because the team last year struggled to score. He struggled to score. So I give the front office of Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick just an enormous amount of credit to create a roster that allowed their all-time franchise icon to pursue a hallowed record with like joy and success around him, not in a way where it's like, well, we kind of have to stick with this guy for two more years and hopefully he can score 42 goals over those seasons and then we can get on to the rebuild that needs to happen. Like, they rebuilt it on the fly and allowed it to happen on a team that the town can appreciate and really look forward to going forward. So I think the two-pronged kind of answer is like, I think he gets the due appreciation because he won the cup once and because this is happening in a team structure where each one of his 42 goals this year has helped a very good team be the best version of itself.
I think that's really well said. All right, Barry, this weekend you're down in Augusta. You're about to have to put your phone in a box so you can go watch some golf because that's how it works at Augusta. But before you do, what are the big storylines? Who are the big players that you're watching this weekend that you think have a real shot to win this thing or any other storyline that's intriguing to you?
Yeah, I'm going to say start with the obvious. I mean, you know, Rory McIlroy comes here for the 12th time with needing a Masters victory to secure the career Grand Slam. And he has disappointed himself and disappointed his fans here a million times over because he's good enough to win and he just hasn't done it. So a lot of eyes there. He's playing so, so well. He won in Pebble Beach and he won the Players at Sawgrass, two of the bigger tournaments in the run-up to Augusta. And Scottie Scheffler, who's won two out of the past three, is the number one player in the world, is not quite been his sharpest early part of the season, but betting against him here is a difficult choice. And then I'd also say, well, people aren't talking about the kind of live PGA Tour divide maybe as much as they had in the past couple of years. There's a real curiosity about how those best live players, you know, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau in particular, we really don't have a good way to evaluate how they're playing coming into this because we haven't figured out the live format and, you know, what does it demand of players and are they getting properly tested before the year's first major? So that would be the kind of side storyline that I would watch on Thursday's first round. Like, can those LIV guys hang with these PGA Tour players who have been facing off against each other for months and not just having an occasional tournament around the globe?
Yeah, not to mention as the weekend goes, the stamina of playing 72 holes and, you know, obviously you mentioned that grind element. If you just haven't had it, do you have it, the focus for all four rounds? Barry will be down there covering it all. Read his coverage, WashingtonPost.com/sports, as well as the column on Ovechkin. Barry, always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you very much and enjoy the Masters.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Barry Svrluga with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, his column, WashingtonPost.com/sports. Got an email in the inbox earlier today from our central team, who's in charge of all of our podcasts. Anthony, I don't know if you know this. Take Command has a lot of cousins. Or brothers and sisters, depending on how you want to look. Would it be like other football podcasts or brothers and sisters and then like the baseball podcasts or the cousins? Or like, is Bustin' Loose Baseball our brother, and then everyone else is the cousin?
I think Bustin' Loose is the cousin for real, and everybody else is
the football ones are the brethren,
yeah,
and sisterin. Okay, whatever. However we want to sort that out, I don't really care. But our Bills podcast, One Bills Drive, excellent, excellent show. We've actually had their hosts on before when the Commanders and Bills have faced off, or there's been other news out of Buffalo that is relevant to us down here in D.C. But they had the NFL's vice president of like future programming, like schedule planning, basically, on the show. And one of the games that he is most intrigued by for 2025 is a Commanders rematch from last season. So let's take a look at that and how likely it is that the Commanders, or what are the most likely games that the Commanders will have in prime time in 2025? Because after the draft here in 2 weeks, like 2 weeks later, the schedule comes out. So we're almost at schedule season. Alert Kevin Sheehan for the mock schedule. So we'll take a listen and a look at that next here on The Hoffman Show.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too. At the Team 980. Coming up at 6 p.m., our pal Dave Johnson joins us. Luka's return to Dallas. He's in the building. That we know. I've seen him enter. What's going to happen when he takes the court tonight? We will talk about it coming up about 6:15. Right now, though, earlier today on our Buffalo Bills podcast here at Odyssey Sports, Odyssey, our parent company, We own the best sports stations in America. We also have some of the best podcasts in America. But our Buffalo Bills podcast, our colleagues up in Western New York, they had a very interesting guest on. And the commander's name wound up coming out of this guest's mouth. The NFL's vice president of broadcast planning, Mike North, was on One Bills Drive, I believe is the name of that show. And he talked about, as you'll hear the question here, one of his favorite moments of last year as the NFL is putting together their league schedule for this year. And Anthony, I think you remember this moment well.
I might.
Yeah. All of you out there, you remember this moment well. Here's the question and the answer.
To be a bit more reflective, kind of going off of what Sal's question was, what was your favorite game of last year? The game that you said, man, we hit a home run there.
As I look back, I'll give you, maybe it's not my favorite game, but I'll give you kind of a linchpin game from last year. Chicago, Washington, I think it was week 6. Yeah. And it was that Hail Mary game at the end, yeah. Right? I think both teams might have been 4-2 or somebody was 4-2 and somebody was 4-1. And if you think about that Hail Mary, you know, whatever, 95% of Hail Marys hit the ground and no harm, no foul. That one hits the ground. Chicago's 5-2. And who knows what that division looks like and who knows what Caleb does the rest of the way. And Washington maybe is reeling a little bit and maybe they don't steal a couple of those close wins that they ended up getting. It really ended up sending both of those teams' schedules, seasons, in totally different directions. And now we're sitting here again, heading into 2025, we do have another Chicago-Washington game to play with. So play it early, kind of a reminder of last year's Hail Mary. Save it for a little bit later. You think both of those teams are going to be competitive. You do it on a Sunday night, a Monday night, a Thursday night. You have so many options for a game like that. And then you multiply that really by all 272. I'm not sure what my favorite game is for this year yet.
Man. That game, again, we could just use that as an excuse to talk about the Hail Mary and just relive it in all its glory. But I think this year, Anthony, they're going to be looking to put the Commanders in prime time or in that 4 o'clock window as often as possible. And it feels like a Caleb-Jaden rematch is kind of a no-brainer until you remember that there's limits on the number of primetime games that teams can have. And the rest of the Commander schedule, almost every game is going to wind up in, or could, you can make an argument, could wind up in prime time. Like, and especially depending on when they are in the season. Like, some of these are probably more likely only if it's late season matchups. But if we had to do a draft of, like, oh, I'm now mad that I thought about this. Part of me wants to do this. Anthony, should we do a draft of primetime games and you get like a point for each one and whoever gets the most points wins?
In terms of like we'll pick and then when the schedule
and the schedule comes out, we count up the points, because okay. here's the potential. Here's all their home and away opponents. At home, they've got the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Bears, Lions, Broncos, Raiders, and Seahawks. Away, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, of course, Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, Dolphins, Falcons.
Dang.
Like 12 of those games, 13, 14 of those games, I could make a really strong argument that they could be primetime games. And that's before you get the potential for international games. Here's the international schedule as well. One, the Commanders have not played internationally since the London game in 2016 against the Bengals. So they won't be a potential Jags opponent in Wembley. They also will not be a potential Browns opponent at Tottenham. They also avoid the Jets. So they're not going to be going to London. They're not going to be going to Dublin, where the Steelers are going to be playing. However, they could play the Dolphins in Madrid at Bernabeu, which is Real Madrid Stadium. And then you could also have, let's see, is that the only one? Sao Paulo, the Chargers are playing. This is going to probably be the Friday week 1 game. And while the Chargers are probably the like one of the teams that I would put down the bottom of the this is possible to be in primetime list, I could definitely see it because of the the fact that these two teams kind of have mirror seasons last year, surprisingly making the playoffs in year one of a new coach. Herbert, Daniels, like, there's enough there. And the Chargers, like, you know, who else are the Chargers going to play? Like, the Commanders, it's not, like, this game is already a primetime game. And so if you're looking at the Commanders' schedule, the Chargers aren't going to have a more high-profile opponent, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So it's not like, oh, well, they wouldn't waste one of the Commanders' primetime games on the Dolphins, all due respect. But when the Dolphins are playing in Madrid and they want to have a premier opponent, or the Chargers are playing in Sao Paulo and they want them to have a premier opponent, I think one of those two games could definitely be a Commanders game. Nevertheless, the obvious of like Daniels versus Mahomes, Chiefs, Commanders at Arrowhead on a Monday night.
I mean, the Chargers could play the Chiefs, a divisional.
They could.
To start the season off. I mean, you got the face of the league. You know, he wants to bounce back as well.
For sure. And, you know, it's the first time that the Chiefs haven't opened up on that Thursday in a couple of years. The possible opponents are the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Texans, the Colts, the Steelers. They say the Eagles, but there's no way because the Eagles are going to open up on Thursday.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the Commanders and the Vikings. And by the way, the Eagles could be, even though it would be a home game and just a regular primetime game, the Eagles Commanders week one could absolutely be the NFL's opener.
Man. Like the way you think, Craig.
So Commanders, Vikings. I feel like the Texans playoff rematch, that could definitely be a thing. That to me feels
Texans
more
who?
Likely. Texans, Chargers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or they could send the Chiefs down there. Those are my thoughts.
I'm intrigued. I mean,
I kind of want to do this draft.
I want to do Madrid, to be honest.
That's the game I hope. And I hope it's like.
Granted, I hope the Dolphins are actually good. They start out, you know, well, yeah, if the Dolphins start out good, like they typically do, I think it could make for a good matchup.
Yeah. The mayor of Madrid recently revealed that this game will be played in November.
Okay.
A November trip to Madrid, Anthony?
Not too shabby.
I mean, look, our budget is limited. I understand. We might just have to. I say we have this draft next.
All right, let's do it.
All right, primetime game draft next on the Hoffman Show. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. So here is what we're going to do. Anthony and I are going to have a very quick draft here. And there are consequences in that eventually one of us is going to be proven right or wrong. The goal here, Anthony, is to accumulate as many points as possible by correctly predicting which games of the Commanders are going to be in prime time in 2025. So we haven't done this in a while. Come on. Do it. There it goes. Oh, yeah. You want the first pick or you want the second pick?
Make it deaf. Let me get the second pick, actually. Two is a great number.
Okay, that's a very weird thing, because if they have five games and I correctly guess the first three, then you just gave yourself absolutely
no chance.
Well,
hold on, Craig. I didn't do the math.
That's your fault. You should have been more prepared. all right, first up, I think that and it should be mentioned that for the divisional games, we're going to have to pick home or away. I think that the Commanders game, oh my God, home against Detroit is going to be in primetime. That's my number one pick. Are you writing this down, or do you need me to write it down?
I'm writing it down.
Okay. I'm going to also get a place to write it down just so I can not double pick. But for my first pick, Commanders home against Detroit.
All right.
We don't have a lot of time, Anthony. This has got to be a fast draft.
All right, here we go. Well, I'm going to predict the Commanders versus Chiefs will be in primetime.
That feels like a safe bet.
Yes, sir.
I think we've probably just gotten two of the five.
Is that one away?
That one is away, so that's at Kansas City. All right. I am going to go in the... I'm going to go with the Commanders game away at Philadelphia is going to be in primetime. I think there's definitely a chance it's a week one rematch that the Commanders open the NFL season at Philadelphia. Do I get a bonus point if I get that exactly right?
No.
Okay. I just was asking.
My second game, I'm going to go. I got a strong feeling we're going to be in Madrid, Craig. So I'm going to go. Is that away or home?
That's technically an away game.
Away at Miami in Madrid. All right.
So to recap so far, now that I have my tablet out and I can write, I have home versus Detroit. I have away at Philly. Right?
Yep.
And I have... Which was the other one that I said?
You only have two so far.
Oh, and then you have...
I have away at Kansas City. And then also away at Miami.
And we're counting international games as prime time, even though technically they're not prime time. But we're counting that, which would also be my next question. Thanksgiving, no matter the time of kickoff, counts as prime time, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. At Dallas.
You stole one.
I think the Commanders are going to be playing on Thanksgiving this year. They haven't done it in a while. It's an easy way for the Commanders or for them to do it.
So, right now, I'm not going to lie, Craig. The games we pick are all the way.
I've got home versus Detroit. I got home versus Detroit.
Yeah, that's it.
There's some other ones on there that I think are good prime candidates.
Okay, we'll see. Do I keep going?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're picking all this. We're going to pick until every game is gone. Although I guess one of them is going to be the last game on the board because there's a 17-game schedule. I'm not going to give myself an extra game. So there'll be one wild card game. Watch that one be in prime time.
Okay. I'm going to go... I'm going to go home against the Broncos prime time.
I think that's a really, really good pick. I think the Bo Nix and the teams being good, I think they're going to try to match that up. With that said, God, there's so many intriguing storylines for the season. I think home against Chicago is a lock. I'm actually kind of surprised it lasted this long. I think the Caleb Jaden rematch, the rematch. I mean, the NFL's VP of future broadcast planning just said, or the VP of broadcast planning just said that's one of his low-key favorite games. So it feels like that's almost a cheat code.
It's also because it was in Northwest Field last year as well.
Yeah. So the home, the rematch. I think there's a good chance that one's. Maybe it's a 4:05 game again, but it's probably a primetime game.
I was really sleep at the wheel on that. I should do that one.
I've got like three more A games that I'm like, I feel pretty good about these. Maybe five. Your turn.
I'm gonna go away against the Packers.
That's a good one. That's definitely one. I feel like that's going to be like a week 16 game that could be flexed.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the play on that one. I think that I'm between two. I'm going to go away at Atlanta. I think the Penix rematch and the fact that that was the game, like that was a primetime game last year to clinch the division. I think that one, the only problem is I don't know that one is going to be. We might have to revisit that in December. When the schedule comes out, I might be up a creek on that one. That might be a potential flex game.
Okay. So for my next game, and I'm thinking it's going to be flex as well, divisional game in December, I'm going away at Dallas.
I've already got that one because that's the Thanksgiving game in my head.
Oh, no. All right, I'm going to go home against Dallas.
Okay. So I'm also going to go divisional game. This one scares me that this is going to be week 18. And then, like, I don't know what to do with that in our point system because they don't announce week 18 game times. But I'm going to go home against Philly. Again, if you're just tuning in, the point of this is we are trying to guess the Commanders' primetime games based off of recent comments by NFL VP of Future Broadcasting, or VP of Broadcast Planning on our Buffalo Bills sister podcast or cousin podcast because it's April 9th and that's what we're doing on April 9th.
Great explanation.
Thanks, Anthony.
I'm going to go for my next pick away at Minnesota. I'm really was torn between the Green Bay, Minnesota.
Well, now you got both of them.
But I think this is the best available.
So I think the clear next best available game is the Chargers. So I'm going to go at LAC. I have a chance that I get week one at Sao Paulo, but there's also a chance that that is just a pure primetime game. That feels like a Monday Night Football game kind of matchup. So remaining, we have
the Giants.
Two Giants games, the Raiders, the Seahawks, and the Dolphins. No, you already took the Dolphins. So yeah, all the away games, I think, have been taken, except for the Giants.
I think I'm going to take home against the Seahawks.
No chance.
I don't really like it.
Honestly, I'm going to go, which New York game do I want? I'm going to go home against New York. Sometimes they do like a wacky Thursday night week two bit. That could be that. I also could see like, you want to know what actually is a sneaky great thing that you did that you didn't even realize you were doing? Minnesota or Green Bay could play Detroit on Thanksgiving and then they do the switcheroo the next week.
Yes, sir.
You know, they do the back-to-back Thursdays where the Cowboys will host the Commanders and the Commanders play either the Packers or the Vikings, whoever played the Lions on Thanksgiving. That's probably going to happen.
Yep.
Dang, that's a you didn't even mean to do that.
I didn't.
All right, I should get a point for that.
last game, I'm going to choose home against the Raiders.
All right, so you're going home against Las Vegas, which means at New York is the lone game that doesn't get claimed here. So at New York Giants. All right, when the schedule comes out, we'll revisit this, and we'll see who accumulates the most points. And does the loser have to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment, Anthony? Are we going to bring it back? Or is this purely for pride?
That's not a bad suggestion.
I think we might spin the wheel of mediocre punishment. We'll have to put some new things on it because there's no fantasy football right now, and amongst other things. Also, we still have to do our ice baths. I think the place that was going to open downstairs didn't wind up actually coming through, so we're going to have to revisit that. Coming up next, you know who's reliable, who never doesn't show up? Dave Johnson. Dave joins us from Capital One Arena next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.